Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something super important, understanding the impact of childhood trauma. Now, before you hit that skip button thinking, oh no, not another heavy topic, hear me out. This isn't about wallowing in the past, it's about shining a light on experiences that might be influencing your life right now, even if you don't consciously realize it. You know that feeling when something triggers you and you just explode? Or maybe you have these recurring patterns of self-sabotage that leave you scratching your head. Well, chances are, those little whispers from the past could be playing a bigger role than you think. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack some serious truth bombs about how childhood trauma can show up in our adult lives. And trust me, once you understand these patterns, you can start breaking free and finally heal that inner child. Here are 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind. 1. Trauma doesn't always look the same. We often picture childhood trauma as something dramatic, abuse or neglect. But it's so much more than that. Anything that overwhelms a child, emotionally or mentally, can leave lasting scars. Think about if constant criticism, witnessing family arguments, even experiencing major life changes like divorce or moving can all contribute to a sense of insecurity and instability. You might not have been physically hurt, but the emotional impact is just as real. 2. Your body keeps the score. Ever heard that phrase? It's so true. Trauma doesn't just live in your mind, it gets stored in your body too. That tightness in your chest. Those recurring headaches. It might be your body's way of holding onto past pain. This is why self-care practices like yoga, meditation, and deep breathing exercises are so crucial. They help soothe your nervous system and release the trapped energy. 3. You're not alone. I know this sounds cliche, but seriously, you're not alone in this journey. So many people carry the weight of past trauma, even if they don't talk about it openly. Just knowing that others understand what you're going through can be a huge relief. It takes courage to share your story, and when you do, you create a space for healing and connection. 4. Healing is possible. This is the most important takeaway. Even if you feel like you're drowning in trauma, there is hope. Healing isn't about erasing the past, it's about processing those experiences, learning from them, and ultimately moving forward with greater self-awareness and compassion. It takes time, dedication, and often professional guidance, but it is absolutely possible to reclaim your power and live a fulfilling life. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't let setbacks define you. Remember, every step you take towards healing is a victory. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's a brilliant businesswoman, successful in her career, but something just feels off. She constantly feels anxious, has trouble trusting people, and finds herself sabotaging relationships. One day, she realizes these patterns stem from a childhood where she felt emotionally neglected by her parents. It wasn't abuse, but their constant disengagement left her feeling unseen and unheard. See, Sarah's story isn't unique. Many of us carry baggage from our past that we may not even realize is affecting us. Recognizing those triggers, understanding the root cause, and taking steps to heal can be truly transformative. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to unlock the power within and rewrite your story. Start by acknowledging the impact of childhood trauma, both yours and others. Practice self-compassion and seek support when needed. Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination, and every step you take brings you closer to living a more authentic and fulfilling life. Go out there and spread some love. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media using #HealingYourInnerChild. We're in this together. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and guidance as we continue to explore the incredible power within each and every one of us.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.